Long time no see, everybody. What's going on? We are back, and this is episode 27 of True to Size.
True to Size. What is going on, family? That's you that does that.
Yes.
Anyways.
Now we gotta find out who does the licking. Or the
It's Joel. It's definitely Joel. It's definitely Joel. And sometimes Joel does that random like, Anyways, we missed you guys. It's been a while. It feels like it's been forever since we last got together and did this thing.
Mm-hmm.
My name, in case you forgot, is Alan Martinez, and I'm joined by my brothers Lawrence Hopkins.
What up?
Welcome back from the vacay,
Thank
good
you.
Sir. Alvin Martinez, what's up, bro?
Howdy.
Joel Hernandez is unfortunately wearing the basketball Bappa hat tonight. But yeah, otherwise, the four of us, we make Canada Got Soul, and today we're going to be talking about campouts, the act of camping out.
In a forest?
In a forest for shoes. Just don't go to the witch's house for shoes. Before we get into that, we've got a lot to talk about in This Week in Kicks. As you can imagine, 2 weeks of This Week in Kicks, there's been a ton of movements.
Hmm.
Actually, even with just this past week, my God. On top of that, there is... that's it.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, on top of our picks is what I meant. There's a ton of moves that happen in the sneaker industry. It's
Correct.
Quite wonderful
Yes.
to be a sneaker lover at this time. But first, as you all know, the fire round.
Fire.
This one comes from Tyler Quinn 67.
Fire
this is,
round.
This is one of our homies in the UK with the Australian accents.
What up, mate?
What? He asks...
Tyler!
Fire up the barbie!
Oh, Tyler!
He asks, what is your opinion...
I didn't go eat your uncle.
His question is, what's your opinion on newer brands to the market? My God. Are you open to seeing new brands or prefer to stick to what you know and like? And then he just goes, like, Nike.
He knows what
we know
and like.
We get it. Thoughts? Opinions?
Newer brands? Like what?
Just in general. Yeah, just in general.
I think that, I think I speak for all of us when I say that a large part of the reason we're into what we're into now is because of the history and storied past of the brands that we're into. So it's tough to get attached to something that's new because there is no storied history or past of these brands yet. So, I mean, other than just someone rolling out something super dope, or something super relatable, it's tough to get attached to something new for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's
true. I agree.
But I feel like that's why Under Armour is kind of making a splash right now, because
they're making their
with Steph Curry, they're kind of making their history.
Yeah, they're making, exactly. That's why it's really cool. Yeah, to see
and
something like that.
Yeah.
And The Rock.
Yeah. For sure. No, what I have down is like, I love seeing new contenders.
Yeah.
I will admit, I am definitely blinded, but what I do know, and like what Lauren said, it definitely takes a lot for me to pick up something brand new and add it to my arsenal. What would it take for you guys to pick up something from a brand new brand?
Brand new brand.
I would say like aesthetically it has to look really good. And it's got to have like, same thing. Like, it's got to have some sort of, it's like dope story to it. Like right now, the Curry... What is it now? Five.
It
looks like...
I'm assuming six is coming soon.
Yeah. It looks so clean. Like super duper extra like sexy. And I would purchase it just because like, fuck. Curry just kills people in it. I know I will never play like him.
but it sure makes you think you could.
I would like to think that I can.
Oh, for sure. It's like that MJ mentality.
Yeah,
with everyone
exactly.
Going
and I'm pretty
up
sure that's
MJ.
What kids are thinking right now. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Oh, I want the Curry's.
That's why they're buying the Kyrie's. That's why they're buying LeBron's.
Exactly.
So then I guess it's safe to say that with a partnership type of a thing like that, it's definitely one way for them to stand out.
I think
of the
that's
crowd.
The easiest way for me. I think I realized that I don't even have to necessarily like the core brand. But if I really like the collaborative brand that they chose to partner with, then I can jump on it. Like I just bought the Bape Jurassic World collab shirt.
Yeah.
Because I fucking love dinosaurs.
And you and never Jurassic wear World. Bape.
I don't. That's the only Bape thing I own.
Yeah, you never wear Bape.
It fits like crap. Like, I don't like how Bape fits at all. Like, it's like a, it's an Asian fit. So yeah. I got an extra, extra large and it's small on me. Like, it's pinch.
But am I glad that I own it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so cool. It's so cool.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean. Like, if it's a brand new brand, BNB, mm-hmm. and, they have a cool collab or they've partnered with somebody yes. else that I'm yes, familiar yes, with, yes. then I can definitely attach myself to it in that sense. Yes.
I agree. Good materials, good design, and definitely a good collaboration. Like, because mm-hmm. I guess that kind of helps give them like that backbone or that like
the exposure, initial exposure yeah. too. Yeah.
Yeah. And we've said it before too, for new brands, you kind of have to immerse yourself within the community and the industry itself.
Yeah.
For in order for you to, mm-hmm. to make a name.
It kind of legitimizes you too.
Oh, for sure. It's
like you're not just doing this solo.
You
like
have that support.
Yeah. You got the friends. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just like how a word of mouth works
mm-hmm. yeah.
for like new businesses even or mm-hmm. new services type of thing.
100%.
Yas. Sick. Thank you for the question, Tyler Quinn.
Thank you.
See, thank you, bro.
I never know how to finish off fire rounds, and I guess it's a good idea to thank the person who gave us the That's fire round idea. Question.
Thanks, bro. Yeah. DM Spooner for your payment.
No. This Week in Kicks, we are going to start off with the Australian himself, all the way from Florida. Lawrence, your Jordan 1 Nike Air Pack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the Guava Ice, I believe, is the official name for the pink one, came out last weekend.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That saily-ish looking.
Saily pinky.
Yeah. Yeah.
White-ish. Guava Ice one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah, yeah.
Guava. Dropped last weekend, and the whole theme of the pack is the tongue tag on the inside. It says, like, quality inspired, blah, 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 yep. and whatever, is printed right on the medial side of the shoe, and then on the lateral side, it says Air, underlaying the swoosh. And the other one is vice versa. So, like, air is on the outside and then the thing is on the inside kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think it's a cool concept. It definitely screams, hey, Virgil, thanks.
Yeah. Like, oh, everything for sure.
else definitely screams.
Yeah, like the Blazers. Did you see the Virgil? Blazers?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Definitely screams that. So, the pink one just came out and there's a olive and there's a
orange.
Purple. Oh, is there orange
and,
too?
And a purple.
Oh, there's a bunch of them, I guess.
Yeah.
But I think it's a cool concept.
People are gonna start coming to us for news. Yeah.
We're making up colorways and shit. And then next week the orange 20,003s come out. And
no, 20, kidding. Oh, I get it. Wow, I started the joke and that 20, one just flew way over my head.
But no, I think it's a cool concept. The thing that I like most about the shoe is it's kind of a subtle detail, and I'm assuming it was on purpose, but it might not have been, is when you look on the inside of the tongue tag, the thing is not printed there anymore. So
oh,
it's like
neat.
They took it off and put it on the side instead.
Sick.
So that's the.
It still says Nike Air on the front, though.
Yes, it does. Yeah. But I think that's kind of a cool detail. Like, they that took is. It off the inside of the tongue tag.
I didn't know that. That's
overall, cool. It's a decent shoe. Quality is very nice. I just feel like it's going to be an outlet shoe.
But yeah,
it is, overall is a good shoe, I believe. Yes.
It definitely feels like an outlet shoe.
Yeah.
Would you say it was kind of lazy?
Yeah. Like, it's just drawing information. Definitely inspiration from Virgil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like,
but they are murking that whole, like, big branding, big logo.
Oh, yeah.
Everything
printed stuff on the shoe, yeah,
for sure. But I mean, one thing to be grateful for is it actually looks good.
Yeah,
it's actually rockable.
Yeah. It's very
Simple.
Cool. Yeah,
yeah.
And the guava ice in person, it's not as noticeable as the other colors, like the olive and the purple, apparently orange, or whatever other color you said there is. The guava ice with the white writing is not that noticeable. So from a distance,
yeah, yeah.
it just looks like a pink Jordan 1,
yes,
which is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's very true. That's We're gonna go on to my pick. Nike X Fear of God by Jerry Lorenzo. Man.
Jerry
boys.
Have you guys seen it?
Yeah, I saw that boot looking thing. Is that it?
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
It's a sneaker boot. No release date as of yet. This is definitely much more of a Jerry Lorenzo piece as opposed to a Nike piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do I like them? No, not for me. I will not buy them. I'm not really a boot guy, though, to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
I only have one pair of boots that I got last year, and that's probably going to last me all my winters for the rest of my life. But what I do love about these shoes is how fearless Nike is being with their collaborations now. Mm-hmm. They're literally letting their collaborators do so much more than just colorways and like piecing together different tooling from shoes and stuff. I mean,
easy to.
You still see that and stuff, but yeah, I see Alvin's face. Alvin just pulled them up. Not a fan, eh?
I saw the picture before.
Oh, yeah, like, for sure.
Yeah. I like.
Yeah. It's neat because, like, you see, like, the way they announced it was in, like, a short film what's homeboy's
Jared
name?
Leto? The actor?
Yeah. Beautiful man. Mm-hmm. They pretty much show off, it's like their collection for fall or something like that.
Yeah, Fear of God's collection. Yeah.
And they already have Fear of God branded boots in there. So you see it and you're like, oh, okay, dope. And then you see that at the very end and you're like, whoa, like it's Fear of God with a swoosh on it. I don't know. It's really funny how collaborations can do that to you.
Does it have an Air Max logo on it?
It looks like it does.
Yeah, it looks like a 180 unit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. It's I don't know. It's funny. Just the fact that it's a Fear of God boot, literally, with a swoosh.
Yeah.
And just because that swoosh is there, I'm like, ooh.
Changes your whole perspective on it.
Interesting. But
that's what's cool, though. I agree. Like, still, that they're letting people have freedom to collaborate
and
create properly.
This definitely looked like Jerry Lorenzo was just like, hey, can I get a swoosh on my boot real quick?
Which is what you want to see. Like, that's exactly what you want. That's a real collaboration. Yeah. Not putting, like, a Fear of God logo on a Jordan 1. Like, that's boring.
Yeah. Agreed. Wholeheartedly agreed.
I always say this, but imagine if Kanye had this, like,
I know,
freedom. Like, that's the reason he left in the first place.
Yeah. They wouldn't give it to him.
Yeah. And now they're giving it to everybody, all his friends.
Because I guess they realized the mistake.
Yeah.
Hindsight 2020.
Like, literally all his friends.
Yeah, no.
Don C, Jerry, and Virgil are all, like, really good friends of Kanye. Oh, and they all got what Kanye wanted.
What they envisioned.
So rude.
Whatever. At least Kanye is like, I did it for you guys.
Yeah, for real.
This is what I did for you. He had to go to Adidas and show him what's up. And then Nike was like, oh, we could have had that.
Yep.
Could have had what, the Roche run?
Alvin, settle down.
But look at the impact. The impact, I think.
Yeah,
he would have had the impact with the Roche run.
No.
I don't think he would have done that with Nike.
No, I don't think so either.
I wonder what his next shoe would have with Nike would have been if they were like, here's the vault.
It would have probably been like the fucking, what's the one?
750s?
No.
Oh, the one. No. You know the one?
The combination one that 312?
312?
No, I don't think so.
The Yeezy 2 only looks like that because they wouldn't give him any freedom.
Anything else. Yeah.
They didn't even want him to have that soul at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I mean, like we said, that what's dope about the Fear of God collab is that it's an Air Max 180 Air unit, but it's not even an Air Max 180 midsole, outsole, or anything else. There's no other tooling other than just that little tech, which is pretty neat. Pretty cool for Nike to just start stepping out the boundaries and stuff.
Agree.
Alvin.
Yo.
Jordan Brand, another collabo. Carmelo Anthony x Rag and Bone capsule.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me.
It's dope.
I thought you were going to give me more silence. Okay, never mind.
So essentially, it comes in two colorways.
What is it?
The first one is somewhat of like an undefeated-ish type colorway. It's like a, what do you call it? A medium olive with a safety orange.
What shoe?
It's the Air Jordan 20, but flying it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's
really dope.
Very cool.
I seen it.
They did make some subtle changes. Like the lacing is a little bit different. They put a sock, what do you call that? What do you call that thing?
Oh, the,
that thing like a, it's like a sock,
you know,
you know, the sock around your foot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That doesn't have that super high strap. They basically filled it in.
Basically. Yeah. And then the other colorway is like a black with like a gum, outsole.
I'm like kicking myself because I'm trying to think of the term of that. It's the collar. It's the collar.
Yeah, it's a sock collar.
Yeah. Flyknit collar.
Essentially.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, because it is a Flyknit 20.
Oh my God, we're so rusty.
Let's struggle. Anywho.
Anywho, a really dope shoe. I was always a fan of the 20, but just I knew I would never rock them. Kind of shoe.
Oh, that's the one with the dangling strap on the top, right?
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like they filled it in.
I get it now. Yeah, for sure.
So Melo said, like, I think that this was a bit ahead of its time, but the shoe was always cool. This is a shoe I liked when I saw it, but it didn't get its fair moment. I wanted to bring it back, rework it, and reintroduce it to the market.
Sick.
I feel like it'll do better now. Just because I agree. Of what else, what everything else that's coming out.
Mm-hmm. This is you saying it or Mello saying this?
This is me saying this.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I agree with you.
I mean, yeah, this is Mello. This is Mello. He texted me this because I told him I was a friend of the show.
I couldn't tell where the break was.
Tell Lala I said what up. but yeah, man, overall, really dope shoe. Like,
is there apparel to go with it too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's some dope, like, camo apparel, hoodie. Sweatpants, some dope t-shirts to obviously go with the shoes.
Mm-hmm. Sick.
These are supposed to drop on September 17th.
The set.
Which is in 11 days.
Shout out to Montreal.
Yeah, 11-ish days. Sick. And then...
of this recording.
Yeah. Nope. Maybe. Nope.
Yeah.
Ish.
What Math. Day is it today?
The today, 6th. Yep.
6 so 11 plus
days.
11 two.
Days. Yeah, 11 days of it. From the recording.
From today.
Oh, day from today. I was thinking about Saturday.
No. My bad.
That's too much math,
that's,
man.
Yep. That's 9 days.
I have a little bit of edit.
I got you guys.
Thanks, bro.
If a train leaves the station on today.
What time will Alvin figure out the math?
How many days are to go?
What time will we figure out what the sock is called?
Oh, man. But yeah, man, definitely check it out. It's a dope collabo. They make the Jordan 20 look so sleek.
I
think it's just that Flyknit. And then there's patches. Everyone loves patches. There's like branded patching. You can switch it up and like, oh my gosh.
Oh, cool.
It's beautiful.
And it just, there's like Velcro spots on the...
Yeah. And I feel like there's 3M on it. You guys can look at the picture and let me know. But I feel like
3M-y.
On the back heel is 3M-y. And then the front, like where your toe is, it's also 3M-y. But y'all take a look. Let me know.
3M-y.
It's a new word.
Professional terms, you guys.
Well, you could win like a Grammy, an Oscar, or 3 Emmys.
Whoa! Welcome back, Lawrence Hopkins. Welcome back. Joel isn't here. We have a, I guess, an honorable mention
from him.
The new Nana's. This one's not from him.
Oh.
another collaboration and another thing from Nike. The acronym Prestos.
Oh.
Dog. Do you guys have your eyes set on these yet or no?
Nope.
No? Not for you, Alvin?
No.
Set to Wait. Release on the 20th.
Yeah.
What, Lawrence, what are your thoughts on them?
Like that blue with
the Volt
the
and the
white.
Pink.
That's
the
probably
pink.
My favorite yeah. colorway.
Crazy. Yep. So cool.
I wholeheartedly yeah. agree.
Like from the first release, whatever, 2016, I believe it was.
Yes, 2 years
the
ago.
The Hot Lava one. So the Volt and the Hot Lava pink? Is
yes.
the best one
I
by
agree.
Far, I think.
Agree. I like agree. Though, I like that collab. Oh, sorry.
The original
that
set.
That original set. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would cop before I would cop this second
yeah.
set.
Really?
I just love how crazy these ones are.
Me too.
Like super out there. Like almost looks like a tribal print on the side. Like mm-hmm. very noticeable.
It's like they're, it's like a tech camo print.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a futuristic, like, yeah.
It's like the same print that they had on the VaporMax mock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. dope.
Very cool. Very eye-catching. Even the other colors
yeah.
are very cool. Yeah, man. Jeez. I don't think the other one even came out in Toronto. Like, I don't remember it dropping anywhere. Maybe
the first
Haven.
Three?
Yeah.
I think it did in one spot. Yeah.
Yeah,
like I feel like it was like in one spot because I wanted
yeah.
them and
yeah.
there was no chance.
I don't want to get my hopes up for this yeah. one because it might be something similar because it is acronym.
Yeah.
So it might just be another
for
Haven.
Sure it's Haven.
Yeah,
for sure Haven. I think because they had that setup there for mm-hmm.
the VaporMax
mock.
Yeah.
But
he's doing some good stuff. I don't remember the guy's name who runs acronym. Or
Errolson.
Designs. Errolson. That's what
yeah.
it is. Yeah. He does some great stuff.
So good.
Yeah.
So good. Unreal. I've always been a fan of acronym. I remember the first time seeing like the Air Force One low with the zipper.
Zips, yeah.
It threw me off a little bit, but
ahead
then,
of its time.
But man, yeah.
Yeah.
Man. I liked those when those came out.
Those were so were dope.
Very
those
ahead
are
of
so
their time.
Dope. So if you had to pick a trio, Alvin, you'd pick the OG trio.
Mm-hmm.
Lawrence?
If you had to pick a trio, it yeah. would be this one. If I had to pick one, it would be the original Hot Lava.
Yeah. Okay. That's exactly my thoughts. That's honestly my same thoughts
because
too.
Because other than the Hot Lava, the first one is very like simple,
yeah,
and
for sure.
And this one is all three of them have the print,
yeah.
and they're very
that
out there.
Tech camo
yeah.
print gets me.
Yeah,
my God. On other news, community happenings in the GTA. Our brother Net Magnetism was doing a little scavenger hunt last week.
Yes. Oh, I saw that was cool.
So damn cool. Mm-hmm. So I asked him what that was about, and he's like, I just had some stuff laying around. So he just wanted to give them away for kids to rock in the new school year. So yeah. Shout out to NetMag for doing dope things.
Yeah, he went to like five schools in like Markham or wherever.
Yeah, and then he just posted them and be like, hey, if you guys need kids' shoes, here you go.
Very neat.
Come pick them up.
I like it.
Also last week, the NBA has lifted all of their restrictions for the upcoming season for colorways of
finally
shoes.
Holy crap.
I didn't even know there was still restrictions that you had to be like mostly white or mostly black. This is gonna be exciting.
It used to only be like special occasion days where like Christmas, Easter, Black History Month, like there were specific games or days set out where you could wear whatever you want, but now it's every day.
I guess players are just low-key getting fined here and there.
PJ Tucker now has more money for shoes.
Yeah, PJ would get fined all the time. Yeah.
I had no idea that there was like still there.
He would wear the freaking Cactus Jacks with a red jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's frowned upon.
I guess they're like, well, we made enough money off PJ last season. We can fund whatever we needed to fund.
It's about time, though. Like, if you look at other sports, I think this is the only sport.
Yeah.
Actually, I think other than football, I don't know if they're allowed. But every other sport, I'm pretty sure it's whatever they want.
Yeah, like, NFL had that thing where with the customs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're allowed that now.
Yeah. But like, when you're wearing, like, look at soccer, for example. Like, everyone wears the same jersey, the same everything. The only thing you have to express yourself, well, I guess for soccer, is your hair. Like, they all have the crazy hair. And your
Teddy's.
What?
Teddy's. Tattoos.
Oh my god. I thought you were saying something else.
Titties?
Yeah.
I don't know if soccer players have
titties.
They'll probably play with titties, but they wouldn't like.
Anyways.
It sounded like your mouth was full. Teddy's.
Teddy's.
But yeah, so I think it's about time. Like, you should let them express themselves at least one way. Like, show some individuality or whatever. So
I agree.
I can't wait to see now that there's no restrictions. Because you would just see friggin' a LeBron would only come out in Cavs colorways. Or, like, a Kyrie would only come out in, like, so they come out in their team colorways. But now it's going to be anything.
It's going to be exciting. It's
gonna be wild.
It's going to be some crazy shit coming out of all the brands next year.
But they just announced that last week. So chances are we're not going to see any crazy shit until next year anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Because of production.
Yeah, right. I bet PEs can be made in like a week.
I know. I want to buy stuff though.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I'm sure the PEs that are just going to go
off
crazy. 2 days ago, Complex Sneakers had a post on Instagrams with Mr. West on it. You read that?
Yeah.
It says, I was talking to Eric Liedtke. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong, Adidas heads. The head of Adidas. About my Yeezy design team. That's me, Mark Miner, Stephen Smith. Possibly designing the entire Adidas basketball unit. We're in conversation with that right now. I'm saying out loud to put it into the universe.
That's a good segue. I was going to ask if we were going to talk about that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. That's really cool, I think.
Yeah? You think so?
I think that's so cool. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm on the fence.
Really?
I don't hate it, but I'm not like the biggest fan about it. It's just more so, okay, whatever, just show me what you can do with it.
No, of course you want to see the actual result, but just the idea that like Kanye West is going to design shoes that are going to be worn in the NBA is like,
just
really cool.
I just hope for the player's sake it's functional and not raggedy.
Oh, of course, yeah. Well, I mean, people were already balling. Like, Nick Young wore 750s to ball. So, I mean...
That's because he doesn't care about his career.
He's an idiot, yeah.
He's dumb as fuck.
But, like, at least now they have the option to wear something possibly performance-driven, so...
Yeah. Some high-fashion-looking basketball shoe.
I think it could be really cool.
I think so, too. What we will see. You can hear it in my voice. Like, I'm very, like, skeptic of it. Skeptical?
Skeppers?
Skepta. Oh, that's a... Oh, if only Joel was here. We'll bring it up a little bit later on. But shouts to JLB on Instagram for that tip on the Kanye West and Complex Sneakers post. Mm-hmm. Also with Adidas, yesterday they announced that Childish Gambino is joining the squad.
I love that.
This excites me.
Yeah.
I wonder if he'll have his own shoe.
I feel like it's,
or if it's going to be colorways. Like
the
type
one
of
that's going to be in the cartoon that was in the cartoon.
Yeah, I'm like when I think of Gambino, like I think of like simple shit like Cortez.
Oh, for sure. I mean, like Cortez, even they're just like
superstars or like Gazelles.
Their skateboard line.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
What was that shoe? He had a.
I think
that,
it was a Gazelle.
Nah, man. No, remember I don't the think one so that was either. Like canvas that we used to sell. Foot Locker. Mm-hmm, there was like a mid, and then there was a low. I can't remember what it was called though.
Yeah.
But that one, I think it was that one, but like in like a chill colorway. Remember we had like the black with like the red, white, and
yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yellow, and green, that one. Niza,
Niza,
N-I-Z-Z-A, the Niza,
Niza High.
Yeah,
I'm gonna Google.
It's like
that
a Converse Adidas.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it looked like in the cartoon anyway.
Interesting.
But yeah, I see him in that kind of stuff, like simple low cut, like Cali low.
Oh,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think I would buy a.
I'm excited.
I would buy a Donald Glover Adidas collaboration.
Too. I'm a huge fan of his.
Me too. I was really excited when I heard that.
On to the biggest news of this week that is pretty much still flooding everyone's feed. I think you guys know where this is headed.
I'm back.
Also that.
Flooding everyone's feed.
Nope. Nike, Colin Kaepernick, and the NFL.
Oh, yeah. That small thing. Yeah.
So basically Nike and NFL have a contract that runs until 2028.
Yeah, 7 years. Or that's more than seven.
And Nike's in charge of the game day uniform and sideline apparel for for the entire league. That's that's another decade.
7 years from the day this drops.
Oh, so this will drop in 2 years. 3 years. Oh, man.
Holy moly.
We're all good at really math.
Or talking, period. Colin Kaepernick is currently a free agent. QB.
He doesn't play for anybody.
Right?
So yes.
Yes.
He hasn't played for anybody in a couple of years, I don't think.
If you have no idea who he is the football player that you hear about who kneels during the national anthem for what he believes in.
That started it.
Yes.
He started it.
Oh, true.
Yeah. Very
true.
Pioneer.
That's a good thing to note.
Yeah.
A good portion of the league and its fans aren't really a big supporter of this movement. But that hasn't stopped Nike from making him the new face for their new Just Do It campaign. Yesterday, even, they dropped a short film with the slogan, "Don't ask if your dreams are crazy, ask if they're crazy enough."
Word, that was crazy.
Just thinking about that short film, like, gives me
that's a good one.
Goosebumps.
I watched it again today and it was longer. I don't know if I watched a short one yesterday, but there's more in it.
One, yeah.
There's a long one. I think there's like an Instagram one.
If you watched it on Instagram, that's definitely like the shorter cut
one.
Yeah.
I watched the extended edition.
Yeah, YouTube has the full
extended 3-disc edition.
And people are burning their Nikes.
Yo,
you just
okay. First of all. This is just so stupid.
Okay, like, first of all, though.
Okay, first of all, I think it's awesome. Like, I don't know if they've ever, like, technically he's a professional athlete, but he's not even signed to a team.
No.
Yeah.
So they literally gave him a deal, and they're endorsing him, and they're making him the face of their Just Do It campaign, which is massive. Like, it's their 30th anniversary, and it's this guy who's not even technically a professional athlete right now.
Yeah.
Which is huge. Like, he...
Unsigned professional athlete.
Unsigned, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he stood up for what he believed in. That's why the slogan over his face is so cool. Even if it means risking it all, I think it's like the tagline or whatever. Like, stand up for what you believe in, even if it means risking everything.
Even if it means sacrificing everything.
He literally lost his job because of that. Like, he doesn't have a job anymore.
Yep.
And now the entire league is behind him, like, from a player side at least.
Yes.
Like, a bunch of other players are kneeling.
I want to say majority of the league.
A lot of other players are kneeling, and most players are with him in spirit if they're not actually doing it for whatever their personal reasons may be. But, like, the fact that it's been twisted into this thing where it wasn't even... He openly said, the reason I'm kneeling is because of the racism and violence and this about African-Americans in America.
Yeah.
And then somehow it got twisted into he doesn't care about the veterans.
Yeah.
By somebody. And now that's what it's about. Now it's Colin Kaepernick hates America.
Or what the flag stands for.
Or what the flag stands for. But then at the end of the day, the army has to pay to be on the field for the pregame anyways, which makes no sense.
No. that's weird.
Yeah.
I guess it's promotion? Is that
They're promoting themselves. Yeah, they're promoting the army, so they have to pay to be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's still weird.
It's like advertising. Yeah, it's weird.
And what? Yeah, all right.
Yeah, but he's un-American. But like, it got twisted into this thing, and now because Nike has made him the face of their campaign, people are deciding to ruin the things they already spent their money on.
Yeah.
And to prove and like, some sort of point. And like, it makes no sense because these people who are burning their shoes or are cutting the thing, the logos off their socks, are not who Nike wants to buy their stuff anyways.
Yep.
Like, if it's some racist old white guy who's in his 60s from Alabama,
yeah,
like, crikey, like, I don't like Nike anymore. Like, Nike's like, okay.
Still not the proper accent.
Like, Nike's like, I don't care. All you buy is 3 pairs of socks a year. Like, keep it.
Yeah, you're an outlet.
They made a decision, and I think it was the right one. Like, they've always been the controversial, like, stand up for what you believe in, and this is, like, the epitome of it right now.
Let's be real. Do we really think this is going to affect Nike's performance in the years to come?
Did you see their stock went up?
Yeah.
The day that it happened.
Well, it dropped. From what I heard, it dropped a little bit.
You know why it dropped?
Why?
Because an individual named Rick something
I saw that.
Decided to stop buying Monarchs every 2 years.
I saw that tweet.
What?
It was a tweet on Twitter, and it was like, breaking, this just in.
A tweet on Twitter.
Nike stocks have plummeted after Rick Harrison, 60 years old from Alabama, claims he will not buy a pair of Monarchs every three years.
Yeah. I was dying, bro.
It's okay. Christopher Chu will pick that up.
Like, yeah, like, it's not going to affect them at all. No. And, like,
Did their stocks actually shoot up after?
From what I saw, yeah, Well, no, it wasn't that. I apologize. That's not what it was.
Okay.
The exposure that they got from that picture was worth approximately $43 million advertising.
For promotion. Yeah.
But they didn't have that, like, free advertising.
That hit all four of our stories.
That's, like, 40 of the $43 million right there.
And, yep.
Yep.
Fucking geniuses. Why are we talking about sneakers? We should be at MIT, like, fucking.
Just be an accountant.
I know. What?
Yeah, like, Nike doesn't need them. Nike knows where their money's at. Yeah.
Yep.
Their money is made by the people who are younger and standing with this cause.
Like, yes.
Yeah. And by you burning your Nikes, cutting off your swooshes, you're just giving them free publicity anyway.
Yeah. You're posting it on Twitter.
Like, I heard something today, and it was like, Nike, this is a bad move for their long term. Nah, no. Bro, their long term are the younger
kids.
Yeah,
we are the long term.
Yep.
Like, we're the culture. And not friggin' Rick Harrison from Alabama.
The swoosh 1000% on this.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
As far as I know, everybody our age.
Yeah, but they're also trying to enforce a message, right? So it's just like,
yeah, for sure.
So crazy.
For sure. It's not even like a. What is the word I'm looking for? It's not like a very offensive thing. It's just
no, it's not
support.
Yeah,
yeah. Believe in what you believe in. Stand up for what you believe in. And
it's
do what
just
you gotta
the
do.
Backwards thinking, America.
Yeah,
I guess around the world of ignorant people.
Swoosh.
I don't like Colin Kaepernick because he doesn't like America, and Nike likes Colin Kaepernick, so they don't like America.
They probably hate America the most.
exponential, man.
Just do it. Just
trust
don't
me,
do
man.
It. Stop it. Don't go anywhere. Just stop.
I took analytical politics in grade 6. I know what they're doing.
Under Armour makes the stuff under the fatigue of the army, right? The base layer? I'm going to Under Armour.
The glue is from the sweat? Is that what it is?
Whisks the sweat? Whisk it?
Something, I'm losing my words. My wife told me something today that it's like, I think there's like a game that's going to happen in Boston, and the police force that's supposed to carry the flag don't want to carry the flag because of Colin Kaepernick or because of this whole thing, which is funny because you're then disrespecting the flag.
Yeah.
No?
So they don't like America?
Weird.
Everyone doesn't like America.
Let's
move on. But no, I'm not done. What about valid point, and it was like, instead of throwing out these brand new shoes, like, I saw kid
donated
to the veterans in America who are homeless on the street that you drive by every day.
Yes. Word.
And like, one final quote, point. You can quote it though.
Sure. We're mad rusty. I want to apologize.
I think it's crazy by Nike to do this. One, because like you said, they have that huge contract with the NFL.
Oh, for sure.
Fuck, where was I going with this?
It's just the boldest move that a brand can take.
Because this year, I figured it out. I found it. Because this year...
This is right pocket, everyone.
The NFL actually announced that they were going to start fining players who are kneeling. And then just the timing of all this, that Nike's like, that's fine, do it.
Yeah.
Like, it's just all happening all at once.
The best part, Nike paid for that time slot in the first game opener. First game opener, duh, redundant. To play
that commercial. Like tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, crazy.
Oh, is that tonight?
It's tonight.
Oh, yeah, we should watch it. Change the channel.
Watch it for a commercial.
Just for the commercial.
Stupid football. Where's the commercial?
All right. Are we done? Are we good? Nike's the best.
Vented now.
We love Nike for this. Colin Kaepernick all the way.
I love football, bro.
We don't really have any event promos, but we got some packages in the mail in the past week or so.
That's cute.
When was it? Yesterday? 2 days ago? Joel got the Air Max Deluxe?
Yes.
The Skepta joints?
2 days ago?
Yeah.
I want to say.
He can talk about that when he comes back to the podcast next week. Also, 2 days ago, you guys got a package from Under Armour. Some apparel.
Yeah, very cool. Did you get the same thing I did? T-shirt and sweater.
Beautiful sweater.
Yeah, they're very cool. Is it
from like their basketball line or something?
No, it's just just a performance
heat
line.
Heat gear.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Makes you hot.
Mm-hmm. Makes you sweat.
Yeah.
It's got like the Canada logo.
Like it's meant
on
to make you sweat?
Yeah.
I think so.
Like, well,
the sweater is. And the t-shirt,
hold in
I don't
your
know.
Heat. Ooh. So you sweat.
Yeah, I think it's their Freedom Sick. Collection.
Oh,
they
dope.
Both say Freedom
it works
on
a lot.
Them.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah. They're dope. Very
Alvin,
good.
You were at an Under Armour event last week, no?
Yes, it was Under Armour Next Combine. It was...
Tell us about it. I was sad I couldn't be
so
there.
So it was a combine that the Under Armour had held for the under 15 like basketball talent in Ontario.
What is a combine?
It's where they hold drills and they measure like your capabilities in terms of like vertical speed, reaction time, and yo, some of these kids are. There was literally like a problem. He looked he couldn't have been older than 15.
So he's half your age.
But he looked like he was 20, and he was like huge. Like he was jacked. Like
Zap.
Shoulders. I saw him jump, and he could definitely
didn't come down.
No.
Maybe he failed grade 3.
I feel like
five
he cleared.
Times.
He cleared the
God, bad joke,
the
I'm
vertical
sorry.
Measurement.
Thing. That's
he cleared it.
Crazy.
I'm pretty sure he like.
Holy is smokes. It like is that like regulation vertical?
Yeah, they were saying that it was like all NBA style combine drills.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
How did you do?
I don't know. I'm still waiting on the results. No, I think is what we're going to call
like
them.
Like
they're going to send a mass. So whoever was there with media, so myself, Lays,
Jonathan Faisal, Kim,
Jay Kim,
Certified
Dwayne
was there.
Yeah, Andy was there.
Kick Steals.
So we're all going to be included in the results with the under 15 kids.
Oh, shit.
So we might get discovered.
Oh, damn.
Like, we might be getting called up to
you
the
You might
league.
Get to play under 15 basketball next year.
That's dope, bro. Good
I'm gonna, luck. I'm going to be the center because I'm going to die.
That's sick.
But it was mad fun. The shoe they gave us was the Hover Havoc.
I saw that. How were
they? Yeah, cushioning system is dope. This was probably the first time I've tried the Hover cushioning, and literally you felt it like as soon as you stepped on it.
You have a review up of those right now?
Yeah,
I've been telling. I remember telling it to you. Like
yes.
Hover is definitely one of my favorite cushioning.
That
it's
cushioning system is
so good. Yeah,
so good. But yeah, if you want to hear more about the Hover Havoc. Go to the website and check it out.
CanadaGotSoul.ca. Yeah. Rastaclot sent us some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Rastaclot.
That champion. And yo, that champion. Surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
That was such a cool collab.
Oh, man. The detail. Oh, I forgot them. I'm sorry, guys.
That's okay. That's fine. I can wait.
But yeah, the details were amazing. Like, on the thing?
Clot?
The clot part?
Is that
where they usually have the Rastaclot like logo?
Clasp?
Yeah, clasp? We can call it a clasp.
Yeah.
Barrel. They call it a barrel.
Remember
from the off clot.
Yeah, the off clot.
Yes,
barrel.
The barrel, man. Like, what?
Just the champion logo, right?
Yeah, just the champion logo. But
what's on the aglets?
Rastaclot.
There's colored.
Oh, cool.
White. Sick. And just the colorways, like this is champion colorway, obviously. Yeah. Very so, like, clean. The royal red, red and the white.
Crisp.
Yeah, and they're like vibrant red, yes, vibrant very blue. Very good. Perfect. So good. Mm. So good. Am I missing anything? Did we, any other packages?
You got your hats.
Oh, New Era. New Ooh. Era Canada. Yeah, thanks for that.
Killed it.
So sick, those Mickey Mouse hats. Mm-hmm. Thanks, man. Oh, and that Patriots one.
Yes.
The fitted?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thanks, New Era Canada.
Word.
Appreciate y'all. Moving on to our discussion, the camp out. So my official first camp out was for the JTHs that dropped last week.
Yay.
Is that like too late for me to do that? Like, am I a fraud just because I haven't had a camp out until now?
Camp out's no, camp out.
Okay.
They don't do many first come first serve things anymore. So it's not your fault, really.
That's very true. Thanks for making me feel better. About no worries, man. Thank you. Appreciate you. I went with two of my cousins. And Lawrence Hopkins.
I thought he was one of them.
He came back. No, you'd be considered a brother.
Broskies.
He was already back from vacation.
Fresh off the plane.
Did I hear you right? You weren't thinking of coming through to that at first?
I just wasn't sure that the plans were solidified. And I literally was like, are we going tomorrow? And then as soon as I turned my data on, getting onto the runway at Pearson Airport, I get a text from Alan. He's like, so what's happening tomorrow?
Because I need these shoes.
Like, less than 24 hours away. I'm like, all right, we're doing this.
We were originally planning to head down at 2 a.m., but somehow we were coerced into heading down for 11 p.m. the night before.
Mm-hmm.
Was it necessary? Hell no. But not hindsight is 2020, and I'm still glad we really did it.
Better safe than sorry, guys.
Wholeheartedly agree. I had no idea this shoe was going to be super slept on like that.
I don't think it was slept on. I think people just couldn't afford it.
I think it was a combination.
I mean, it wasn't even that much, though.
It was a combination of both.
It's like a $60 difference from the regular.
Yeah, realistically, like, it wasn't crazy.
I think NetMag said it best. You guys want to complain about premium, but when premium comes, you're just going to complain about the price?
Yeah.
There's always something to complain about.
Yeah, absolutely. Granted, that's not what I was saying at work the day after, that it was totally worth it.
Were you talking like you were talking about Tremendous?
No, actually, I just had headphones on and I just decided not to speak. Only once in a while, just kept doing my work, trying not to fall asleep, just hella coffee. No, I was definitely not trying to sound like how I did the dinner after shoe haul. Yeah, that was definitely an experience that I haven't experienced before. Thought it was mad cool. I mean, I guess I'm just really lucky that it was a very chill camp out.
It was a good intro camp out.
Yeah.
But and it was good weather, man. You didn't have to worry
about
it. Oh,
we got hella lucky. We were scared at first for like thunderstorms.
But we were covered either way. Yeah. Like we had a cover.
And there was like that tornado warning literally a few hours before
as we were driving down.
But I'm not going to like convince myself that this is how every camp out's going to be, because then I saw the line already for the Nigel ones a week later. My God.
Same week.
Yeah. That's right.
A couple days after.
The weekend after. And holy shit. Did you get a pair? Did you get your pair?
Mm-mm.
Oh no. I feel like I would have saw it on your stories.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I wasn't down to line up twice in the same week. No, thanks.
Nah. That looked crazy. Yeah. No.
Yeah, don't get used to that experience.
Oh, no. I also don't think there's many other shoes that are coming out.
That you would camp for?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm really glad that that one happened to happen that way.
Yeah, for those who didn't follow our story that night, just so you have a quick rundown of what did happen. We were, like Alan said, going to go at 2.
Yep.
And we had heard that there were some people there already, so we went a little bit earlier. We went at 11. We kind of just drove over to check it out, and by the time we were there, we're like, might as well just stay.
Yeah.
We got there and there was approximately exactly 0 people there except for us.
Yep.
We went to the security guard and just asked what's up, and he's like, there's 25 people on a list that they made as of right now
for the order,
and we're like, all right, put us on that.
Yeah.
And he's like, honestly, like, there's nobody here. Like, they were expecting crazy lines and there was nobody. He's like, you guys can sleep in your car. Like, I really don't care. You're on the list, so you're fine. We just chilled outside all night anyways, which was really chill. When the morning came around, all the people kind of emerged from their caves/cars who were sleeping overnight. So there was maybe 20 people. It was less than 25 people in front of us, honestly, for sure. Maybe 15 to 20 people in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
We were in and out in like less than 10 minutes, I think. Like,
yeah, did it take too long to get our pairs?
I went back around because the line behind us was so short.
Yep.
and
they had enough pairs.
Yeah, we were like done everything by like 8:20.
Yeah, like, we were cashed out some twice. After.
Yeah,
yep.
By 8:20, so it was very quick, and it's definitely not usually like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, with that said, do you guys have any memorable campouts? I know we touched on this a little bit before, but for the new listeners,
oh, everything is a memorable campout.
How many campouts? I know you, out of all of us, have camped out the most.
Maybe 5 times total. Like, not a crazy amount.
Okay. Would you say it was more recently or spread throughout your...
No, definitely spread out. Mm. Like, because like I said, there's a lot less times where it's even possible to camp out.
Yeah.
Or if there's only one store doing first come, first serve, and just not even worth it.
Yeah.
This was kind of like a diamond in the rough where it was like a really shoe that we really wanted and the hype was medium at best.
Yeah.
So we were down to do it and we knew it was going to be relatively easy, and it was. The very first time I camped out was for Galaxy Foamposites back in, I guess, 2012, I think it was.
I love this story. but I don't at the same time.
I don't even know if I've told the full story.
Tell
like,
us.
From
tell
the
us,
beginning.
Tell us right now.
Here we go. So, obviously, we know they're coming out. Everyone's, like, excited.
What year was this?
2012, I'm going to say. There's 3 stores.
Yes.
Confirmed in Toronto getting them. Livestock, Foot Locker, Eden Center, and Nike Blue Air. Rest in peace. So the day before, I decide, okay, tomorrow, which would have been, I think it was like a Thursday or Friday. They didn't come out on a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go downtown and camp out for the shoe.
It's in February, right? All-Star weekend?
February. Freezing cold.
Winter.
wake up the next day. Was going to go downtown at like 11. Had my chair pack, a duffel with like snacks and shit ready to go. Like eager little beaver ready to go. I'm like about to go out the door. And my dad's like, wait, I just need help with something real quick. This is some neck shit. He's like, something real quick. And it was like putting insulation in the roof in the attic or something. Like some crazy, not small thing that took like 2 hours.
About this.
So I was like, okay. Like I was literally like, rushing like crazy, like trying to get out of there. He didn't understand why I was in such a rush. It makes no sense to a parent why I'm going to go wait in the cold. So whatever, finished that on the way downtown. And I took the GO bus. So I got off at Union and I was like, okay, I'm going to go walk by Livestock and see how it looks because it's the closest-ish to Union.
Yeah.
Hit up Livestock. The line is like all accounted for. Like they said, this is back when they were like, we're getting 12 pairs. They told people. So they got 12 pairs. There's 12 people in line. Okay, done. I don't need to wait here. Walk to Eden Center. I get there. There's only like 4 people and I'm talking to the people in line and I'm like, yo, what's good? Where's everybody? And they're like, oh, there's another line because I'm at like the Queen Street entrance. They're like, there's another line on the Yonge Street side because this is the old Foot Locker when it used to be down by Hollister or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is like lineups are a new thing in Toronto. So they're like, yeah, in the morning, it's whichever door security happens to open first and you just run.
Jeez.
And I was like, nah, I'm good. Thanks, bro. So I walk up to Bloor and
trekked.
Yeah, like that was my last stop was Nike Bloor. I walk up to Yorkville and I'm like 23rd in line.
Yeah.
For
those who don't know, these are like 20 minute hikes from each location.
From
the other.
Queen to Bloor, I think it's almost like half an hour probably. Mm. Yeah,
oh,
it's deep. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah, yeah, yeah.
By this point, I wanted to be camping already, but I'm still trying to find a spot to go.
So at this point, 3 hours has passed since
at least
when
yeah
you first
when I
wanted
thought
to
I was
yeah,
gonna
yeah.
yeah. So I get there and I'm like 23rd in line. I'm talking to people who are like, yeah, there should be 24 pairs. Like you should be fine. I'm like, okay, cool. Set up, boom, good, chilling, hanging out. Like I was obviously there later than I wanted to be. But I was like, I'm good. And this is still only like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, mind you. So and they open at like 10 a.m. the next day. So it's still going to be a long fucking time, like 20, 19 hours or whatever, like something
Holy
stupid.
Shit.
That night, it somehow rained and snowed in the same night. was freezing cold because it's February in Toronto. And if you don't know, that's not a good time to be outside. This is back when I had like a BlackBerry Bold. So that died. If I got there at 2, it probably died at 2:07.
from all those BBM.
Yeah, from BBM, just like, bing, 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 bing.
And the cold, probably.
Yeah, and everything.
Those shitty batteries.
But it was a chill lineup. The crazy part is that a lot of people I met that night are still people that I'm friends with to this day.
That's awesome.
Like, that was the first time I met Shaheen.
Name a few. Okay, yeah.
That was the first time I met Franchise 416, hey. Nice. Mike Michelli. Yes. That was the first time I met Jay Chen, I think is that? JC?
Oh, yeah.
JC 905.
That's the first time I've met a bunch of people who I'm still, like, friends with to this day. Like, same, that was my first introduction to the sneaker community. I think that's the first time I met Mike from Capsule. Like, everyone was there. Like, the core sneaker community was there, dope, which was very cool. Morning of comes, and there was, like, a dispute at, like, 5 o'clock in the morning. Like, these two hood men, Scarborough mans, come, and they just literally just walk to the front of the line and stop. And everyone's like, yo, are you going to say something, or should I say? And so we're just, like, looking at them. And then finally, when the manager shows up at whatever time, they say something. There's this huge thing. There's a big shuffling. And then, like, I counted out, and I'm like, okay, I think I'm 24 now. Like, but I should still be good. Get to the front. Like, they start letting people in. They were like, because it was also the same day as Big Bang, like LeBron's. It was like, yeah, that was a really good Galaxy. Yeah, like, the Galaxy pack is unreal.
Yeah.
So they're taking, like, what are you here for? What are you here for? Obviously, everyone's there for the foams. I get to the front. Like, I'm at the door. And he's like, what are you here for? I'm like, the foams. He's like, we're sold out. Like, there's no more. And, like, I'm the next one to go in. And I was like, what? He's like, do you want anything else? I'm like, no. And then he just closed the door. So what I later found out, like, I don't know if it was days, weeks, months, years after, is that they actually had 25 pairs, but two of them, or one of them, was held for a manager and one of them was held for a Raptor player.
Damn.
So that's why I was the one to not get it.
This is probably like the 10th time I've heard this story, and I do this to myself every time I know the ending.
Yeah, it sucks.
But I always have hope.
And that was a wild release, because that was something that set the sneaker community on fire. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't remember if you remember. I don't know if you were probably just getting into it at that time, but like,
I was still when they dropped SB Dunk, like,
when they dropped in Orlando, like, there was riots, there was people getting shot, there was like police helicopters flying around the lineups and stuff, and like, we are all in line watching this unfold online on Twitter, and we're like, holy shit, bro, like, is this gonna happen here? Like, it was nuts. It was a crazy night. So yeah, like, I walked my ass back to Union Station, which is like a 40-minute walk at least from Yorkville, mm-hmm, hopped on a GO bus, and then went to Bramley City Center and bought the Kobe's. That's like a super consolation prize, because I worked at Foot Locker at the time, so mm-hmm, I was like, what do we have left? Like, just give it to me, I don't give a fuck. And it took me like at least three, four years to finally get that shoe, but that was my very first and worst campo. Mm. And the thing that I learned from that, over everything, is
don't listen to your dad.
One. But like, better safe than sorry for what time you want to arrive.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because every other line that I've been to, I've gotten the shoe that I wanted in my size. Mm. And like, it's honestly like I was telling you guys, like, you're like, we want to go at 2, and I was like, okay, but if we're going at 2, like, what's 11?
Yeah.
To like make sure 100%. No. If we go at 11, like, there's no way we're missing
that's
it.
That's what convinced me. And I was like, yeah, you have
it's
a point.
It's like 3 hours, bro. Like, to guarantee it and to not have that stress. Yeah.
But it's okay.
Like, to not have that stress, like, that's the main thing for me. Because I couldn't imagine, again, if there's a store and you don't know how many pairs they get because they don't announce it anymore, and you're 50th in line, and you're like, am I even going to get it?
Resell.
Yeah. You wait for another even 5 hours waiting in line, and then you don't know if you're going to get it. Like, that's a stressful thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's the main takeaway. There's obviously other advice. I don't know if we're going to talk about it. We will. In a little bit. Yeah. Alvin, but that's the main thing.
Any memorable stuff?
I've only camped up for one shoe.
Which was?
Bread ones.
The bread ones.
At Laced. I wasn't there. No, with Joel. At Joel. Laced?
The Burlington Laced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jay from Time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Jay from Time.
How was that camp out?
Shit. It was cold. It was snowing. There was no bathrooms.
Was that a holiday drop?
It was just after the holiday, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was a February drop, too. Maybe. It was cold as F, man. But, like, yeah, no pairs were, like, announced. But they're like, when Joel and I got there, there was about, I'll say, 8 people in line.
And you guys got there night before too, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it was an overnight thing.
It was, yeah. I thought I was dressed warm.
You're never dressed warm enough.
No, I should have worn like 10 socks. but yeah, we were all outside. I think Phil was there. Mm-hmm. Sniper Phil.
Sniper Phil was there.
And
Eight to the Bed.
Eight to the Bed. Sky, if I'm not mistaken. And yeah, it was mad chill, man, because we got to chill with those guys. But like, none. I don't think any of us got the size we wanted.
No way.
Because the kids in the front were resellers. Yeah.
I think that was like my first, because I did come the morning of just to help, like just to give you some supply drop stuff.
Yeah.
I think that was my first like interaction or noticing of like the way resellers moved in a line for a camp out type of a thing.
They like paid the kids maybe not even minimum wage, which is great because this reseller saved money.
Yeah.
But yeah. So they took all the sizes. But it was same thing at every lineup, man. Like as soon as the store is about to open, all these men show up.
Yeah.
Like, yo, I've been in line. Like,
yeah. People try to bully.
You went outside, bro. Literally, like cars pulled up and they're like, yo, we were here. Like, what the fuck? Anyway, they didn't have any sizes. Like they probably had like 8 pairs to sell.
So you just
and some GS sizes.
You ended up with 0 pairs?
No. Joel didn't get a pair. I didn't get a pair. I think Sky got a size 8, but he had to trade up because he's like a 9 or 9.5. But no one did. Oh, maybe Philly got his pair. I can't remember. I think Anna got a pair though because they had GS sizes.
Yeah.
But that was about it. Like
the worst part was that there's more people behind you guys too.
Yeah, yeah. But they were challenged because like they came literally probably 6 a.m. Not even maybe 7.
Okay. So whatever, they're not.
You know what I mean? So I was like, you're definitely not getting a pair.
You guys are silly.
Crazy. Or they came like right before the store opened. I'm like, yeah, okay, good luck.
Would you have done anything different besides come earlier?
Left.
Actually, that would have been it.
Left. I mean, don't get me wrong. It was cool to chill with everybody, but like, fuck, it was freezing.
Yeah.
My feet probably got frostbite that day. Like, my feet hurt, man. Like, it was bad.
You didn't even have a chair.
Oh. Yeah, but like, it was chill. Everyone else would like, because, man, you couldn't stay warm just sitting. Mm. So people had to get up and
move around.
True.
So I had to we shared chairs, but either way, it was brutal.
Okay. And with that story, let's do a survival guide for this camp out thing. What are some essentials for you guys to bring?
A chair.
Chair.
Lawn chair. Check.
Homies.
Friends. Check.
Yep.
Food.
Food and water. Check.
Yeah. Find out where the washrooms are.
Find out where the washrooms are. Check.
Yeah. If it's... Check the weather. Bring an umbrella.
Layers.
If it's winter time, layers. Warm. Those pad thingies that like you can put into your sock.
Yeah.
Ooh, your gloves.
Yeah.
A really thick jacket.
Portable charger.
Yep.
Portable charger.
I've always been one to recommend... I didn't do it this time, but bring cash instead of your card. Because no one wants to get to the front and then your bank fucks around. Yeah. Because it's obviously going to be the one time that you need it to work. It's not.
True.
Cash is always
king.
Yeah.
That's a very good point.
Because you see it all at least one person in the camp, like, my card's not working like this. Like, something happens. Like, you just don't need those problems. Like, have the cash
very
with you.
Very true.
A good wifey. So one thing that happened during my camp out was... Joel and I probably reached for like 10:30, 11 at around 2 a.m. or 2:30 a.m. Sasha came through with some Timbits and some coffee for everybody. And just to say what up and keep us company for like an hour or so. So that was cool. If you got a wifey, she'll bring you food or just, you know, do something for you to help you get through the camp out. Treat her well.
Keep you company.
Yeah.
Lawrence brought a neck pillow to the JTH camp out. That was fucking genius. That was genius.
Yeah, but he's a veteran, man.
I know, but this is why we give people the guide so they can all feel like Lawrence.
They're not going to listen.
You don't want to feel like me. The main thing is definitely just show up earlier than you think you need to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, like,
especially if you want them that bad.
The most quotable line from that night is when we first got there and we were the only ones there. Some other kids came after us, but they were there before us, if that makes any sense. Like, they were just coming to check up on their spots kind of deal. And they were like, yo, what's up? Like, there's no one here, eh? I'm like, you're like, yeah. kind of just like, whatever. Like, we didn't really want to talk to them. And they were like...
And they got there before us.
Yeah. And they were like, yo, it's not even worth it, eh? And we're like, well, yeah, resale. There's no, obviously no resale. If no one's here, there's no resale. They're like, nah, like, even personal pair. Like, it's not worth it.
Are you dumb, fam?
And we were like, I think we all had a different thing. I was like, that's up for interpretation.
Yeah,
and
I think, like, we had all the same thought direction. Yeah. We just all said different things.
Yeah, like, that's literally up for interpretation. But that comes down to what's worth it for you.
Yeah, that's what I said.
So if it's worth it for you to go for 24 hours, go for 24 hours. Fuck it. You're getting the shoe for sure. Yeah. So do it.
Yep.
If that's what it's worth to you to make sure you get it for retail, then do that. Don't let anyone tell you what, like, working in sneaker retail, we always got the question, like, oh, what time do I need to come? Like, what's a good time? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, whoever wants it most is going to be there earliest.
There's a lineup outside right now.
So if it's worth it to you to go for only an hour, then go for an hour and you're not sure. If it's worth it to you to go for 10, go for 10. Like, it's up to you to decide how bad you want it. Choose that number and then go an hour earlier than that.
Word. Did we say snacks?
Snacks.
I brought I brought a tissue box.
Sick.
I thought that was clutch.
Mm-hmm.
Even then, because if you're out in the cold or whatever, or if you have allergies, definitely tissue box is clutch.
And definitely friends too, because if you're with friends or if you're with people, it's a lot. Or make friends if you're going by yourself. Make friends with the people in line or talk to them. That's one of the best experiences, just hanging out with people and meeting new people.
Yeah.
But like, for us, we went to McDonald's on multiple occasions that night. Yep,
and we all just brought food back for
each
other.
But like, if we imagine if it was just you, and then you were there, who would say that, who was there to vouch for you and be like, nah, I was here.
Yeah,
like, it's literally just your word against theirs, and you're gonna lose probably.
Yep.
So definitely having friends, so you have the freedom to go to the washroom or go get food or whatever is
just
clutch.
Watch your stuff. Yeah, very clutch. Definitely adding to what Lauren said about how to gauge, like how to head down. Do your research. I mean, there's ways to figure out how much interest there is in the shoes.
Or even just get updates. Like, almost every Facebook group will have a thread for hype shoes. Just see if there's updates. Like, people are like, oh, people are getting there. There's 10 people there, whatever.
Or even if you have friends that are local to the spot. We were lucky. We have we had friends who gave us some heads up to see how the line was moving.
Sean Go. Speaking of Sean Go, let's tell everybody a story about Sean Go that night.
Oh!
So Sean messaged me a little bit earlier before we got there and was like, yo, let me know when you guys are heading over. Like, I just want to come check it out.
Yep.
I'm going to wait for the, like, because livestock emails their winners really late. But he's like,
midnight.
I'll hang out for a bit. And if they don't email me, I'll stay. If they do, I'll just kind of cut. So he got there, I think, immediately right after us, maybe 20 minutes, half an hour after us.
Mm-hmm.
Was hanging with us for, we'll say half an hour.
Half
an hour to an hour. Gets an email. Like, we're all just sitting there talking. He's like,
oh shit.
I won.
And
we're like, of course you fucking did,
Carmen,
Sean.
Did too.
And then, 5 minutes, or not even 5 minutes after that, he's like, oh, damn, Carmen won too. His fiance won also. So if you guys are wondering, Sean Go does win every raffle.
and his full name is Sean W. Go.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep. As of yesterday.
As of whenever he started winning raffles.
I told him. I told him that was his full name.
But yeah, that was really funny. So he ended up leaving, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was fun.
That was
a good night.
Also find out where it's dropping and how many stores are dropping it. If you can, how many pairs are dropping. But that's kind of tricky because then that means you have to get some connections to get
that
type of info.
You will never get the exact pair. I will tell you that right now. You can know the store manager. You can know whoever the F you want. You're never going to get the exact pair. There's always some fluff.
We have 0 to 1,000 pairs.
There's always
fluff.
There's
a number in between. Also note that if you are ahead of the line, you are now the reporter for your other friends who are interested in that shoe.
Mm-hmm.
I was definitely that for AO444.
Yeah.
I think I hit him up. I was like, yeah, you're good to come at 6 a.m.
Whenever you want.
You jackass.
At 9 p.m. the day after.
But yeah, all of my expertise from camping out from one night to you guys.
Yeah, I definitely want to reiterate making friends with people. If you do go alone, even if you don't go alone, like, talk to people. Like, it's a community bonding experience. It's like going to a sneaker expo. Like, you just stay up all night and talk about shoes. It's like a slumber party for sneakerheads.
Yeah, shout out to our homie, The Hideaway.
Mm-hmm.
He came, I think, it was definitely like an hour. Yeah, like,
Oh, no, no, no. He was there when Sean Goh was there.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. He just showed up. I've never met him before. We talked on Instagram for a little bit. And we literally chopped it up all night.
Yeah, it's a great time. And, we make a lot of friends.
He was talking to us about how he used to camp out in the States. I can't remember where from.
L.A.
Yeah, and he was talking about like when the time came to be where it was like very close to opening, he was just like, yo, respects, because like this felt like one of those old school campouts that I had back in the day in L.A. and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And it's what it felt like, just kicking it with the crew and just chopping it up all night. It's pretty cool.
It'll pay off if you're a nice guy in line, not mm-hmm. a dick.
Yeah.
Trust me.
I was really glad that that was my first experience for the campout. And I got the shoes. I wore them today.
Nice.
They're beautiful. I love them. Definitely shoe of the year contender. That is a topic we will talk about in another podcast.
Not contender, winner.
Ooh, that is a topic we'll talk about in another podcast. Yeah, I think that's it, right? Is that anything else?
Yeah, I ain't got shit else.
No? Alvin? Stroking his beard. Nice. All right. Thank you to everyone who has supported us and been part of this podcast. If you are listening to us on iTunes, please leave us a review and shoot us some stars.
Five.
Saw five. I was waiting for Lawrence to do it, and then I remembered that Alvin did it in the past in his absence. Few weeks.
Oh, yep, wow, I was gone.
Yep.
Substitute teacher.
Yeah. I always wanted to be a teacher.
If you are tuning in on YouTube, drop us a like, comment, and subscribe if you have not. We have a Facebook group called CGS Talk. It's facebook.com/group/cgs.talk. Where we talk it up, sell some things, and watch Sean Goh's reviews. Sean W. Goh. It's not, I think it, no, I don't remember his actual middle name, but it's W for winner. CanadaGotSoul.ca for our latest reviews, event caps, and sneaker life stories, like Alvin's review for the Hover Havoc. That's what they're called. Under Armour's joints.
It just rolls off the tongue so well.
It's so cool. Dave. Hover Havoc.
Hover Havoc.
Yeah, it's fun to say. Now, if you'd like to join us on True to Size, if you have any questions or suggestions for the fire round, shoot us a DM or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. You can find me, Alan Martinez, at _Spooner, no E, Alvin. Where can they find you, good sir?
MISTERQ, and then Mart.
Lawrence, a.k.a. back from vacay.
Capital L, doggy, and Styles.
One word.
All one word.
Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers. Please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We are CGS, and we are out. Goodbye. Real mature, Scradley.
Crikey.
Oh,
good
man.
Episode, mate.
Right.
Now I'm going to get a tattoo.
A titty.
A titty.
So dumb.